Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. And this is just a very, very frustrating time for people trying to figure out, you know, how we move forward in terms of gender, in terms of gender fluidity, in terms of you know, identifying but not being discriminatory. And so we have a couple of headlines that are things you would never have thought would be headlines to, you know, but they are. I mean, if this was 1942 and you saw a headline like this, you would be like, what is going on? So a Kansas state lawmaker has come under fire for writing in an email to a constituent that she does not appreciate sharing the Capitol bathroom. Being, she said, is quite uncomforting, and she said, I've asked the men if they would like a woman in their restroom, and they quote-unquote freaked out. Their little girls have been raped by these supposedly transgenders. Now, many people are saying, what, rapes don't happen, what are you talking about? And again, having, you know, a family member who is transgender, I want them to feel like they could use, you know, a bathroom of their choice. However, another headline is a transgender Rikers Island inmate apparently raped a woman inmate as they were in the woman's wing of the jail. And the female prisoner who was raped, a rape kit was used, and they did identify that it was the transgender co-inmate. So we do have now, as well as that, I believe it was in Virginia, where there was a teenager who was raped by, I think, someone who might not have been truly transgender, but tried to pretend they were transgender, went into the bathroom, raped her, allegedly. And that, so this, I mean, and I feel bad for transgenders because, most transgenders I know, they're not rapists. I don't think I know any transgender who's a rapist. But when something like this happens, you know, and you know, the reason why women and men have been separated in jail is so there's no assault. You cannot force somebody to be incarcerated and then have them abused. You know, that's there's laws, there's supposed to be protections, but because now many jails have found themselves in a legal bind, if they don't allow a transgender to be within the jail, then there's that risk of a case like this that happened in New York City. So the Representative Cheryl Helmer is the one that felt uncomfortable being in a bathroom with a transgender colleague. And, you know, this is something that is, I mean, I'm very, very comfortable. Look, I'm very comfortable being in the men's room. When I have to go, I have gone into the men's room. I'm like, guys, thank you. Very, very cool. But I've spoken to you about this. One of the most dangerous places has always been the bathroom. The reason why women, as far as I could remember, would go to the bathroom together, and I hated that. You know, oh, go with Dolly. She has to go to the bathroom. Go with her. I'm like, I could go to the bathroom myself. I don't need somebody to walk with me, and my sister didn't want to go with me. And I mean, you're like, look, you know, if I got to poo, I don't want an audience. But the reason why is when a female is, you know, for decades or centuries, when they were going to a you know, area to pee. Didn't necessarily have dad or husband around. They, you know, that because you know, many women were always escorted by their male partner. And when are females separated from their male partner? Well, it could be when the male partner was working back in the olden days, or when that female was going to use a restroom. So bathrooms have been notorious. A friend of mine's daughter was, it was a small restaurant, local restaurant. She goes to the bathroom. Somebody was there and gropes her. And it's a very, very frustrating reality. But you know, for those of us who have transgenders in the family or no transgenders, we're like, they're the, I feel more safe with them than I do with other individuals. So it's an issue where you have a, you know, one person ruins it for everybody. And the reason why we have Title IX rules in schools and colleges and many other rules within institutions is if a female feels like, you know, she has been harassed or assaulted or somebody's exposing themselves to her, if she doesn't want to see that male body part because somebody at work exposed himself, that's a lawsuit against that company has to intervene. But then how does that work if somebody is transgender going, look, I'm using the bathroom and I'm standing to pee, or I'm changing my clothes in the bathroom? So I think the law, I think society is progressing so quickly that we just don't have the infrastructure, and I know many employers don't know where to go, what to do, and the jails are now having an issue. You know, there should not have been a rape in a jail. The 33-year-old victim, whose name has not been released, was just finishing showering, and then Diamond Blount approached her from behind, held her down by the back of the neck, and raped her at the Rose M. Singer Center. This was on February 8, 2021. The victim reported the incident to jail officials. Rape kit was administered, matched Blount's DNA. Blount received a 7-year prison sentence with an additional 8 years of post-release supervision. I don't know what the answer is. Does there have to be male section, female section? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So my birth control days are over. I had my two kids. It was a little rocky, which is why we couldn't do a third. Had my two boys. I'm so grateful, so blessed. I thank God. And then I used various forms of birth control. I think they caused me to gain weight. I used to be skinny. Caused me to gain weight, especially the NuvaRing. The NuvaRing was a vaginal insert you used for 3 weeks. Would pull it out for a week to have a period and then put a new one in. Gained the most weight on that one. Then my doctor switched me to an IUD. I loved the IUD, an intrauterine device. They're expensive. That's fantastic. It worked. And then I got my hysterectomy. So I am footloose and fancy free. But the problem with birth control is, you know, you would think there shouldn't be a problem. Birth control works 98% of the time. But there's obviously a problem because we have hundreds of thousands of abortions being requested and performed in this country each year. And while there's all this back and forth on should our tax dollars be going for that, should we be protecting the life of the fetus, should we protect the choice of the mom, the question still comes, why the hell do we have so many unwanted pregnancies? We have birth control. We have tons of different types of birth control. In fact, there's a new birth control that experts from Stanford think will be promising, where you don't even have to be on it long term. You could just take it right before sex. It's a last minute contraceptive cocktail. They studied 9 women aged 18 to 35, given a one-time dose of 30 milligrams of ulipristal acetate. That's the morning after pill. It's like a progesterone analog. And 30 milligrams of meloxicam. Meloxicam is Mobic. That it's a COX-2 inhibitor. It's an anti-inflammatory. We use for arthritis. Taking both of those during the luteal surge or the days leading up to ovulation, you know, seem to be able to be disrupted in 6 of the women, 8 of them meeting some criteria for incomplete ovulation. They found the increase to the women's cycles by 3 days and lower levels of the hormone progesterone, hence inhibiting their ability to get pregnant. They found these results promising. I don't think it's going to be on the market anytime soon. But one reason why this, well, I just want to take the morning after, or I just want to take a medication, a pill right before, is the younger generations have a tougher time with taking a daily pill. I mean, I did even. You know, when I was in medical school, you don't necessarily, when you're doing a 36-hour shift, you don't necessarily have a typical, well, I wake up at, you know, 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. You're up all night, and so you could very easily miss your birth control dose. That type of birth control was kind of the mainstay. There was like the shot, the Depo-Provera. There was maybe the Norplant, which they don't have now. Now they have Nexplanon, where they have a implantable birth control device. But trying to remember to take your pill every day is difficult. In fact, I remember I had to leave class, and it was like 2 o'clock, and my friends were like, "What the heck are you doing? Why are you leaving class?" I'm like, I got to take the pill. Because if you miss it. So it got to the point where what I did is I had an extra one. And I told my patients to do this too. Have an extra pack so that if you are at work or class and you forgot that day, you have that extra pack. It's kind of burdensome. So I think, you know, now a lot of the younger generations, they like the, you know, I don't want to have to. Another thing too, I noticed with the younger generations, they do it continuous. They just don't even have the period. They'll just take the birth control pill daily, completely skip having a period, and just stay on long-term birth control. Overall, the studies have shown that it's safe. But, you know, I kind of warn women they might want to, you know, make sure their bodies go back into a natural rhythm when they want to try to get pregnant. Go off the pill at least a few months before. But going back to the question, why are so many abortions being, you know, sought for, and why... You know, why it has there been so much of a demand, you know, for abortion? Where is the, you know, where's the birth control? Well, apparently there's some nuances with the Affordable Care Act. So the Affordable Care Act, which was passed, 2010? The law requires most insurers to fully cover birth control with no out-of-pocket costs. So birth control is free. But as I've said, with Medicaid, with Medicare, with many of these HMOs, what you get for free isn't top of the line, the fancy schmancy one. It is going to be, what insurers are going to do, is they are going to satisfy the requirements as inexpensively as possible. Now, the law requires insurers to cover, with no copay, at least one form of each of the 18 FDA-approved birth control methods, pills, IUDs, patches, rings. Well, which do you think is cheaper? The pill. IUDs are expensive. So if an insurer's like, look, we cover the pill, we're good. That's what most people are going to get. Now, according to Time magazine, they say if patients have a medical reason for needing a contraceptive that is not covered by their plan, insurers must provide an expedient exceptions process that allows that patient to get contraceptive covered. So let's say somebody's like, I'm sorry, doc, I can't have estrogen. So because I can't get estrogen, give me an IUD. Well, the insurance might say, well, we have progesterone-only pills. So if they're asking for a progesterone IUD and there's progesterone-only pills, give them the progesterone-only pills. So that's where it's starting to get a little, you know, because people are like, but I don't want to take a pill. So then they're like, well, then forget it. I'm just not going to go on birth control because I'm not going to pay for the IUD. Now, they say in theory, almost anyone with private insurance should be able to easily access whatever type of birth control they and their provider decides is best for them. But in reality, insurers have refused to fully cover many newer contraceptives because they already cover an older version in the same category. Patients who want or need the fancier ones, it seems to be a cumbersome prior authorization process, often denied coverage, or they still get unexpected costs. So this is an issue because when the Affordable Health Care Act did this, or if we later go to a public option or Medicare for All or whatever, there is going to be a huge demand for just the freebie stuff. Patients would tell me that all the time. Just give me whatever is covered. So let's say I really like Crestor, that cholesterol medication. And I think I could manage somebody's cholesterol with only 10 milligrams. And they're right now on 80 milligrams of Zocor. But Zocor has been around. Simvastatin has been around for a long time. So that's the one that's covered. And then I would have to argue with the insurance, look, I really think this other medication would do better for them. I mean, it was always a fight, even before Obamacare. It was always a fight. But the problem is if these pharmaceutical companies aren't getting their drugs covered and they aren't getting paid for them, then why should they make them? So if insurance companies are like, sorry, under the, you know, Affordable Care Act or under Medicare for All or public option, we don't do any of the fancy narcotics. You can only get, you know, the old ones, the basic ones, the generic ones. Then are these companies going to do new and improved fancy ones? Why would they if it doesn't get paid? Same thing with antibiotics. We need some very fancy antibiotics for these drug-resistant drugs. But if nobody's going to pay for them, because the only thing that is going to be allowed on these socialized insurance plans are just the generic ones, then why would the pharmaceutical company do it? So it's an issue. You know, I mean, people are like, well, we want this free. What you get for free is bare-bones skeleton. Everybody's not going to get an IUD. Everybody's not going to be able to get this morning after or this pre-birth control medication. If you want something that's kind of, you know, off the beaten path, right now, you have to buy it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris has tested positive for COVID-19. The White House says that Harris, who is fully vaccinated and double boosted, was experiencing no symptoms. The Vice President has not been in close contact to the President or First Lady due to both of their travel schedules. She will follow CDC guidelines and the advice of her physician. The Secretary of State says Ukraine was and will continue to be a free and independent country.
It's impossible not to be moved by what the Ukrainians have achieved. It's also impossible not to believe that they will keep succeeding because they know why they fight.
During a Senate hearing, Anthony Blinken citing the incredible courage and determination of the Ukrainian people. Blinken was in Ukraine over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The wildfire season is beginning earlier than usual. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Two wildfires in New Mexico combined and have burned 54,000 plus acres of land since they first merged. The fires, separately known as Calf Canyon Fire and Hermit's Peak Fire, merged 1 week ago. High winds and dry grassland are what's making this fire difficult. More than 400 firefighters and personnel are battling the wildfire.
President Biden is using his clemency powers for the first time. On Tuesday, Biden granting pardons to three nonviolent offenders and commuting the sentence of 75 people convicted of nonviolent drug offenses. It's part of the rollout of a new Second Chance initiative designed to help former inmates successfully re-enter the workforce. In making the announcement, Biden saying America is the nation of laws and second chances, redemption, and rehabilitation. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So, still to this day, everybody is confused on if they should be taking an aspirin a day or not. This aspirin a day keeps the doctors away became just as popular as an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, you still, when you turn on your radio, I'm here. So, no apple, no aspirin has kept me away. But we are being told that Americans over 60 years old should not take a daily dose of aspirin to ward off a first heart attack or stroke. This is according to a panel of doctors. This is a reversal from standard guidance. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, comprised of 17 top experts from universities across America, has released the update, citing a slightly higher risk of internal bleeding after taking the drug. They said 40 to 59-year-olds must only take the medication daily if they are at a genetic risk of heart disease and after consulting a doctor. Those over 75 should not take drugs because there is little benefit in older age. Now, I know some of you are very, very confused because, first of all, this was brought up back in December. They had issued updated guidance in December saying to not do it daily. So I'm kind of confused why this article is coming out now unless there was an additional update. But we spoke about this then. Those 40 to 59, the USPSTF suggested people with high risk for cardiovascular disease discuss aspirin use with their provider. And I guess they're really worried about GI bleeding. Gastrointestinal bleeding can happen, and whenever there's risks, they have to really be careful on what they're promoting. I know some of you are like, well, then what about the COVID vaccine? Well, because I get you. With the COVID vaccine, they're saying of all the millions given, the numbers of side effects that have happened have been far less in percentages. But I think eventually there will be some caveats or some modifications to recommendations if we have, you know, continued cases of myocarditis, blood clots, things like that. And I think the reason why that's a little different from the aspirin is because somebody who gets COVID can get myocarditis. In fact, they're saying there's more myocarditis cases with COVID than with the vaccine. Now, and they're also saying there's more cases of blood clots with COVID than from the vaccine. And so that's why the argument's a little different with that, because they're saying, yes, there's risks, but there's more risk with the disease. With aspirin, we're trying to prevent a cardiac event, but we might be causing a completely different event. And there's not as much, I guess, data pointing to, well, everybody needs to be on it. Now, back in 2019, Harvard researchers warned that 30 million Americans are taking aspirin for prevention of heart disease and could be putting themselves at risk for other serious diseases. They estimated that one-fifth of these individuals took aspirin on their own without a doctor's order. They say although aspirin use has been recommended for secondary prevention of future heart attacks and stroke, meaning you've had it before and you want to prevent a future episode, primary prevention, if you've never had a heart attack, still debated. Well, I get you guys. I get it. Because like my father, his first heart attack was his last and his only. And so for those of you going, I don't want the heart attack, I would rather deal with the GI bleed than a heart attack, I do have to tell you as a doctor, GI bleeds aren't fun. GI bleeds could kill you. And in fact, one of my grandfather, he would wake up in pools of blood, ended up actually having congestive heart failure because he was taking so much aspirin and anti-inflammatories. He did have gouty arthritis, so there were some other issues. But, you know, long-standing, you know, use of this could cause other problems. So if you're at high risk, you and your doctor have to have that conversation. One study last year found minimum benefit, if at all, for primary prevention in low-risk individuals. Many experts say the risk of GI bleed, heart disease, hemorrhagic stroke, and kidney disease outweigh the benefits. So the American College of Cardiology already weighed in on this in 2019. So these were the cardiologists, not just the United States Preventative Services Task Force. So back in 2019, before COVID, I had told you guys that they had said for decades, low-dose aspirin, so we're talking like 81 milligrams a day, has been widely administered for arteriosclerotic cardiovascular disease prevention. How? Well, it irreversibly inhibits platelet function. Aspirin reduces risk of arteriosclerosis, but at the risk of bleeding, particularly in the GI tract. Aspirin is well established for secondary prevention, meaning if you had a heart attack, you're getting it. Or if you're currently having a heart attack, you're getting it. But in terms of being healthy and taking it to prevent it, they're saying no. And they suggested people avoid it. If you have a history of GI bleed, peptic ulcer disease, bleeding from other sites, thrombocytopenia, meaning low platelets, a coagulation disorder, chronic kidney disease, or if you've been using non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, you know, for arthritis, you shouldn't be using on it, steroids, anticoagulants. And so they only suggested it back in 2019 for those who are at high risk. So, you know, 50% of U.S. adults have some sort of cardiovascular disease. So, you know, for those of you listening to this, and I get it, I'm here to give you guys some recommendations. The recommendations are, if you're under 60, not to take it. If you're low risk, if you're high risk, talk to your doctor. If you're over 60, again, don't take it unless your doctor urges you because of your risk. But the big question people have is, well, how do I know if I'm at risk or not? Well, I always say go to the doctor. But a lot of you are kind of, you know, kicking your heels or just very reluctantly doing that. But luckily, we do have tests to see if you're at higher risk. If you have diabetes, you're at higher risk. If you have high cholesterol, if you have a family history, if you smoke, you know, drink alcohol, obese, sedentary lifestyle, high blood pressure, you are then at risk, but in terms of high enough risk to take the aspirin, your doctor is going to decide based on how clogged they think you could be. But the question everybody has is, well, you know, what if I do have some clogging now? And you have to remember, when these guidelines are being made, they are looking at the whole population. And these public officials, just like with the masks and the vaccines, which is frustrating because I think everybody's an individual, but they're like, all right, everybody, just, this is going to be for everybody, and then talk to your doctor for personalized stuff. That, I mean, I wish we could have those conversations with COVID also, but when they do make these recommendations, they look at people as a whole. And remember I told you we were really making some mistakes with the African-American population because with cancer screening, we were screening them too late. And for years I said, look, I think they're getting colon cancer and prostate cancer more aggressively. Why can't we screen them earlier? And only recently now, they've been the guidelines have changed. But you have to be really careful telling everybody as a whole, all right, guys, you know, don't take it because there's this risk of GI bleeding. There's going to be some people who really may be working on their next heart attack. So what I recommend is, again, don't let it just be up to a general recommendation. Go and see your medical provider. Let them do some tests. If you have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, they'll hopefully do an EKG. And then with that, they'll hopefully do a stress test to stress the heart and see if you do have narrowing of the arteries. If they think you're at higher risk, they might do an angiogram. They might do a cardiolite test. They might do a CT scan of the heart to get your calcium score. But sadly, coronary artery disease kills. But so do GI bleeds. So it's going to be a fine balance. The 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have two sons, and for years I told them, you're going to get married, you're going to later have kids, God willing, and then I'll be a grandma, but I don't want to be called a grandma. Maybe call me Scooby or something like that, but you got to get married, you got to get married, you got to get married. Well, they turn on the TV, and it's the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. And they look at me like, what? I'm like, no, hopefully your marriage will not be like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. So with the latest, a clinical psychologist has taken the stand. And you guys are going to be starting to hear about histrionic and borderline. So I thought I would quickly review that. So a clinical psychiatrist hired to review Amber Heard and Johnny Depp's turbulent relationship told jurors, because I believe the prosecution is still, you know, currently on the stand first, told jurors that the actress suffers from two personality disorders. Quote, unquote, grossly exaggerated her PTSD. Depp's legal team called expert witness Dr. Shannon Curry to the stand. And the clinical and forensic psychologist told the court, she concluded that Amber Heard had traits consistent with borderline personality disorder and histrionic personality disorder. These are conditions found in people with patterns of, quote, emotional instability and attention-seeking behavior. Borderline, more emotional instability, histrionic, attention-seeking. Dr. Curry testified that she was initially hired early last year to review files in the legal battle between the two feuding exes and identify behavior in their relationship that may be consistent with intimate partner violence. This according to Daily Mail. The psychology expert, however, revealed the role would shift several months later in October when she was asked to provide a psychological evaluation of Amber Heard, who's 36 years old. They say the results of the evaluation supported two diagnoses, borderline personality disorder and histrionic personality disorder. That's what she told the court. She concluded that Heard grossly exaggerated her post-traumatic stress disorder after her relationship with Depp and said that in the actress's eyes, he went from being idealized to the dumpster. Now, you know, the reason why I think a lot of people are watching this, many people aren't. They're like, I don't want to hear what's going on with Hollywood. You know, Hollywood gets into it. These celeb marriages, you know, seem to always have drama. But the reason why this one has definitely piqued a lot of people's interest is, one is, you know, it's Johnny Depp. So you're Captain Jack Sparrow, you're 21 Jump Street. I mean, you know, he's been with us for decades. It is very interesting to peek into his private life. But the other thing that is really gripping people's attention is it's tied into the Me Too movement. And when the Me Too movement came about because of Harvey Weinstein and all sorts of other sad truths that came about in Hollywood and throughout, you know, businesses, institutions, academia, where, or just in general, people get assaulted. They feel like they can't say anything because if they do, I didn't say anything. What happened to me? There was no way I was going to say anything because I thought that, you know, if you do, you're kind of branded as, oh, you're one of those that are going to complain and you're going to want to, and so, you know, sadly, many of us keep quiet. And the Me Too movement allowed that it's okay to open up. It's okay to say that you're not going to be vilified. The problem is, which really stinks that this happened, is you had a few people out there faking it. Well, me too. Me too. You had that one woman scream that she was assaulted by the police officer when he arrested her. And then body cam footage showed, no, he just put her into the SUV and then, well, you know. So once somebody lied and used Me Too as a weapon, now it completely ruins it for any of us where it really happened to. So currently, the allegation is, and again, this is for the jury to decide, but the allegation is Amber Heard used Me Too to say that Johnny Depp assaulted her. And Johnny Depp is like, but I didn't. You made me, you know, turn out to be a wife beater. Now, mind you, there was temper, and there was a lot of drama between them. Thus far, I don't think there's been any proof that there's been assault, you know, from Johnny Depp to Amber, but there was that magazine cover where she was bruised. And again, just like what happened with Jussie Smollett. Jussie Smollett said he was attacked by people wearing MAGA hats, which is very odd, you know, and you know, because the average person doesn't purposely, you know, wear a MAGA hat and then go and attack somebody. But once he was found that was faked, now we're back at, do we take you seriously? The first woman who said she was raped when she wasn't has now caused any rape victim to have to go through the proof. And prove it. You almost have to prove you were attacked. So a lot of eyes are watching this trial because if Amber Heard ends up being found where she did lie about being beat by Johnny Depp, then we have another sad example of a you know, a using it for one's advantage. So what's borderline personality disorder? Well, borderline personality disorder, also known as, quote, emotionally unstable personality disorder, but they use borderline because it's a little bit more politically correct, it is one of the most recognized personality disorders. They will have a different way of thinking, perceiving, feeling. They're sometimes uncertain about their identity. They might change their interests or values rapidly, trying to chameleon to certain situations. And they also don't seem to circle the equator. They seem to kind of go to the extremes. And so they may also react quickly and more volatilely, not always. And they say risk factors for borderline include abandonment in childhood, disrupted family life, poor communication in the family, and history of abuse. And borderline individuals might also act out to get attention. Histrionic is a little different. Histrionic has an... We usually see this a lot more commonly in women. They have this overwhelming desire for attention, will exhibit dramatic behavior just to get noticed. They might also have rapid shifting emotions, be excessively sensitive to criticism, have difficulty maintaining relationships. A lot of times, though, they're very charming, and they know how to draw you in, but they could also be manipulative. We see this sometimes genetically. Maybe they were never criticized. Maybe they feel entitled. They've received positive reinforcement for certain behavior, so they keep that up. But it is. They might seem alike, but they're very different. And being in a relationship with a borderline can be very exhausting. And it's because there's a lot of drama. Now, again, I mean, I don't know what the psychologist is going to say about Johnny Depp. I mean, we haven't heard from the defense of this. And Johnny Depp is suing Amber Heard for defamation, and then she is turning around and countersuing for twice the amount. But, you know, it's really going to be interesting what happens. And you have many people that look to this as this might be, you know, as Johnny Depp might be the Elon Musk to Twitter, Johnny Depp may be the Elon Musk to the Me Too movement. And it's a shame that it's gone this far. But men have been trying to speak out about being falsely accused. And they don't really have a recourse. You know, I mean, in the olden days, it was women were never believed. And now, only the woman is believed. And it's, you know, the pendulum keeps swinging. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.